Sidney Pittman. Handful of key lawmakers will be meeting with members of the American Sugar Beet Growers Association today during their annual meeting. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Don Wick has this report from Washington, D.C.
Randy, in the 4 years since the current farm bill passed, more than 40% of the House seats have turned over. American Sugar Beet Growers Association past president Dan Youngren sees that inexperience as an issue.
We're moving into a whole new world as far as people that are on the Hill that are going to be writing the, doing the legislative work for constructing and writing and hopefully trying to get this bill across the line. We at the ASGA identify that, and boy, I tell you, we are ramping up and working very hard to get folks all the information they need to go to the Hill to help educate these people that have absolutely no idea what they have got themselves into.
House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson will address sugar beet growers this morning. Thompson wants the new farm bill passed before the current law expires at the end of September. Is that doable? Youngren says it.
A super heavy left, a lot of dynamics that are going to have to be implemented into this. You know, if you had to go to Vegas and get some odds, I'd put it at a 60-40 that it's going to get done. But I'm on the optimistic side. We have some people that say there's no way this is going to get done. It'll be an extension.
Youngren, who farms at Hallock, Minnesota, says the American Sugar Beet Growers Association will be back in Washington, D.C. at the end of February to lobby Congress. Our coverage of this meeting made possible by Beta Seed, the Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers Association, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Sess Vanderhoff, and Nutrien Ag Solutions. I'm Don Wick, reporting from Washington, D.C. on the Red River Farm Network.
The